Black Seconds by Karen Fossum. Translated from the Norwegian by Charlotte Barslund. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. The days went by so slowly. Ida Jona held up her hands and counted her fingers. Her birthday was on the 10th of September, and it was only the 1st today. There were so many things she wanted. Most of all, she wanted a pet of her own, something warm and cuddly which would belong only to her. Ida had a sweet face with large brown eyes. Her body was slender and trim, her hair thick and curly. She was bright and happy. She was just too good to be true. Her mother often thought so, especially whenever Ida left the house and she would watch her daughter's back disappear around the corner. Too good to last. Ida jumped up on her bicycle, her brand-new Nakamura bicycle. She was going out. The living room was a mess. She'd been lying on the sofa playing with her plastic figures and several other toys, and it was chaos when she left. At first, her absence would create a great void. After a while, a strange mood would creep in through the walls and fill the house with a sense of unease. Her mother hated it. But she could not keep her daughter locked up forever, like some caged bird. She waved to Ida and put on a brave face, lost herself in domestic chores. The humming of the Hoover would drown out the strange feeling in the room. When her body began to grow hot and sweaty, or started to ache from beating the rugs, it would numb the faint stabbing sensation in her chest, which was always triggered by Ida going out. She glanced out of the window. The bicycle turned left. Ida was going into town. Everything was fine. She was wearing her bicycle helmet.